Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stanley Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of Psalm 85, and we're looking at verse number 6, where the word of God said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" We spent several days looking at the question, do we need a revival? And now we're looking at the question, what kind of revival do we need? I answer the first question by simply pointing out to you that our culture manifests we need a revival. When you look at all the drinking problems, the drug problems, the divorce problems, the dress problems, the disrespect problems, the disobedient problems, you look at all the dead babies that we have killed in the name of abortion as a culture, and my friend, it cries out, we need revival. Then I mentioned to you, not only does our culture manifest the need of revival, but our churches manifest the need of revival. When you see rebellion instead of repentance, when you see excuses instead of excitement, when you see vanity instead of victory, when you see indifference instead of involvement, when you see vagueness instead of vision, when you see arguments instead of ambition, and when you see laziness instead of liveliness, then our churches cry out, we need a revival. And then thirdly, I said to you, our country manifests the need of revival. The Bible said that righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. And the word of God said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, then the people mourn. And so as we look at America today, we see the need of a revival coming from God, Him intervening in the affairs of man and doing that needs to be done to turn us back to God as a nation. And then we started dealing with the question, what kind of revival do we need? And I pointed out to you, we need a revival that will affect our total being. We need a revival that will affect our mind. This is the area of our thinking. And then I pointed out to you, we need a revival that will affect our heart. And this is the area of affections, love, and passion. And then we need a revival that will affect our doing. And so we're looking at these as the Holy Spirit directs us to do so. Let me remind you again, the word of God said in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I gave you the instructions from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, on how that the Christian is to govern their thinking, and we're to think upon godly things that will honor the Lord Jesus Christ, help His people, and build up the cause of Christ. But I want to move on today and deal with the second aspect. Not only do we need a revival that will affect our thinking, but we need a revival that will affect our heart, our love, our affections, our emotions. We need a revival that will touch us and meet the need of our emotions, our affections, and will help us to get them centered upon God, upon His Word, upon His work, and upon His will for our lives. And I'm going to give you several verses of Scripture that deal with our love life as Christians, loving the right thing. I remember many years ago when I was a young preacher, an older preacher said to me one day, "If people love the Lord, you cannot keep them beat out of church with a broomstick." But then he said, "If they do not love the Lord, you cannot keep them beat in church with a broomstick." And so I'm simply saying to you that God's people need a revival of their loving the Lord and His love shed abroad in our hearts once again. Oh, too many of us are like the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter number 2. We are guilty of leaving our first love. Oh, that God would send revival that would revive our love, our affections back toward God and godliness and God-honoring ethics in our life. I want you to notice several verses of Scripture concerning this, and I trust the Lord will speak to our heart from His precious Word. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 37, Jesus saith unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind." Now, the verses prior to this, the Pharisees have asked the Lord, saying, "What is the greatest commandment?" And so Jesus answers them by saying, "The greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all thy mind." And friend, I want to tell you, that is still the need of this hour. He said in verse number 38, "This is the first and great commandment." And then he said in verse number 39, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And then in verse number 40, he said, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet." If we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul, then we would not be guilty of doing anything that is contrary to God. I mean, we would not transgress the law of God. We would not ignore the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But friend, we would walk obediently to all the precepts and the teachings of the Word of God if we just love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And then we would never wrong anyone else. It would take care of all of our problems between human beings if we would love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, I'm aware of the fact that probably no one outside of Christ ever has accomplished that completely in this life. But I want to say to you, we could go a lot farther in this direction than most of us have ever gone. So we need a revival that will affect our love toward God, which would make us do right toward Him, and then a revival that would affect our love toward our neighbor, which would make us do right toward them, and this would change the society that you and I are living in. Notice what's going to happen if you love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. You would have no problem fulfilling these verses of Scripture. Our Lord said in John chapter 14, verse number 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And then he went farther than that on down in the chapter, in John chapter 14, in verse number 23. The Bible said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Let me speak very plainly, and yet I do not want to sound critically as I say this. But I want to say to you, don't tell me you love the Lord. Prove it to me by you keeping his words. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my words. And it's a sure statement, if we do not keep his words, then we do not love him. Again, the Bible said in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1 and verse number 2, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now listen to this commandment given to us in verse number 2. God said for us to set our affections on things above and not on things of the earth. And I want you to notice the wording that's used here. The word set means a willful, deliberate, judicial choice to do something. You make up your mind, I'm going to do it. You take control of your affections and you purposely, willfully set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. You say, how can I do that, preacher? If you love the Lord, then you'll have no problem setting your affections on things above. I'm talking about we need a revival that will affect our love and what we love and how we love what we love. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through verse number 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Why? He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And he said, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So as children of God, we are instructed to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You see, love will focus on something. And God teaches us you cannot love God and the world both at the same time. So we need a revival that will affect our love. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Amen.